It is 9:04. Well, my pen just went flying onto the floor. That's okay, Tobias. You don't have to get my pen for me. We've got a couple of guests here in the studio this morning. Tobias Pugsley. He is the Vice President of Marketing and Development. Is that right?
Communications.
Close. Whatever. But Tobias Pugsley is here. And also he has brought with him Anthony Reed, who is the Director of Ancillary Services at the hospital, and how he just explained that to Sammy Raycraft when he asked, it was Sammy that asked. He said it's everything outside of nursing and doctoring, basically. Is that right?
Outside of nursing and finance. Yes.
Okay.
So operations.
So what does that mean exactly? Because I'm not really sure what you would have your hands on with.
So if you think of all the departments outside of the clinical departments, the nursing departments that you typically think of for the hospital, engineering, biomed, food services, security, pharmacy, laboratory, imaging, radiology, and then I have a few clinics that I'm responsible for as well. So
wow.
The pain clinics in Mountain Home, West Plains, and Harrison, the cardiovascular imaging clinic here in Mountain Home, and then the wound healing center as well.
You have a big plate full.
Well, Kim, that's just what he does on Tuesdays and Thursdays. on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he is the interim administrator at Fulton County Hospital.
Oh, my
goodness. And that's actually what we get to talk about today. We're really excited
about.
Yes,
I know we're excited about Fulton County Hospital. Tell us how that came about, Tobias.
Yeah, it came about because of some ARPA funding that was available through the state. And it was a long application process, and we applied for it. There were several other hospitals that had applied for it, and Fulton County being one of them. And whenever the applications were received, it was in the analysis period, it was deemed that, you know, Fulton County probably needed to merge with somebody if they were going to survive long term. Mm-hmm. So the state reached out and thought we might be a good partner for that. So we started looking into it, and Anthony started leading the charge from there with the help of Debbie Henry and Katie Laney and a whole huge team of Baxter folks, and got right in the weeds with the folks over at Fulton County, a lot of good people there that do a lot of great work on a daily basis, and they rolled their sleeves up, and it's kind of been a match made in heaven since then. Wouldn't you agree, Anthony?
Yeah, I agree. It was it all happened really quick at the end of last summer, and like Tobias said, it was really because of the ARPA money, the last of the COVID money that was available through the state, that really kind of brought to light through that analysis and the consultants they brought in to do feasibility studies before giving out the money to the different organizations. And it just really cast a light on the dire situation that Fulton County Hospital was in. And so the state, the governor's office asked us to take a look at it. And we went in, did an initial analysis, and thought that we could come in and provide some support and help try to get them back on a sustainable path. And through that, we determined that, you know, a long-term partnership with Fulton County Hospital was actually going to be a good thing for not only Fulton County Hospital, but Baxter Health. So earlier this year, we signed a long-term agreement with Fulton County to take over the hospital, a long-term lease agreement for the next 25 years.
I don't know if people understand. We can't afford to lose our rural hospitals. We need hospitals that are in, you know, in within a 100-mile radius of people. And I was looking at a chart not too long ago that showed where across the United States where there are medical deserts. You know, we talk about food deserts, but we're talking about medical deserts. So the fact that you guys were able to help Fulton stay alive, it sounds like this rolled itself over very quickly and very easily. It sounds like it was almost a seamless transition. You guys must have a heck of a team to do that.
We have a great team, and I'm glad it looks seamless from the
outside.
Because there's definitely been bumps, and there's still hurdles that we're having to get over along the way. But like Tobias said, the people out in Salem at Fulton County Hospital have received us so very well. It's just been amazing to me working with them and, you know, trying to build trust with people out there. I think they've been ready for this for a long time
Sounds
as well.
Like it.
So they're doing whatever we've asked them to do. It's been a tremendous amount of change for them, and they've handled it very well.
Yeah, that is a big change. And people don't like change, as we all know. But at least they're able to keep their jobs. And
Correct.
That's super important, especially in these smaller communities as well.
They're able to keep their jobs, and we're able to still provide that level of access to care. So in Fulton County, you still can go to the emergency room. You still can get wound care.
Right.
You can even get an endoscopy done at Fulton County Hospital.
Really?
Did you know that?
No,
yeah,
I didn't.
You sure can.
Wow.
We have a Dr. Cochran does endoscopies out there. So, and that's the great thing is being able to still and even possibly look at bringing new services down the road.
Exactly.
And so now those folks in Fulton County not having to travel the hour or plus to mm-hmm. get to Mountain Home for some of those things. I mean, there'll still be things they come over for, but
absolutely.
But it's, you know, when you don't feel good or you need to go to the emergency room, it's nice to be able to know that you. We're working towards getting the same quality there that you would you'd come to expect here at Baxter.
That's going to be awesome to see how this progresses
yes.
as well over the next few years. I mean, there's a lot of changes going on. I recommend folks pick up Pulse Magazine. It's a great magazine put out by Baxter Health, and it kind of tells you everything that's going on, the new doctors and new services. There was a great article about this
yes,
in that.
Absolutely, and that's the partnership we do with Wheelhouse Publishing. Sarah Knight locally helps us mm-hmm. with that. She does a really great job. But yeah, this quarter's issue features a new Cori robot, a new piece of technology that we have.
Yeah, really interested me.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of neat just to see what and how that's improving, you know, knee surgeries and really the whole field of orthopedics.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of interesting. And then, of course, the story of Fulton County. But yeah, it's a great thing to pick up and just sort of see what's going on at Baxter. We try to have it written in a way that makes it something interesting that people want to read and make it kind of tie it to the lifestyle of the area as well, you know. Not just, you know, this doctor came, but this doctor came and he also likes to kayak or she likes to play pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so you kind of get to know him a little bit through this right. publication.
Yeah,
so.
Gives you a little bit more of a thread to connect to.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, we're all part of the fabric of yeah. Baxter.
Well, it is. I mean, and we talk all the time about, you know, being part of the Baxter family. And,
mm-hmm.
and that's, you know, we want them to get to know the doctors and get to know the people that work there and see that, you know, we all picked this place to live for a lot of the same reasons.
Well, you and I talked not too long ago about how great Baxter Health is. And I told you a story. I think I almost started crying. I think you almost did, too, about when I got lost in the hospital that day. I was having a really bad day, not feeling good, had some really bad problems. And I got lost. I was from one building to the next. I've been there a million times. And someone actually took me by the hand and took me all the way to the entrance so I could be by my car. And I mean, who does that anymore, Tobias? Who does that anymore?
Well, that's our expectation. And we actually
Baxter
talk about
Health.
That in orientation. Yeah. And we want that to be the standard and how mm-hmm. we do things over there. But we do appreciate everybody's patience because right now, another thing that Anthony leads over there, he
yeah.
said,
yeah.
our construction crews.
Oh, yeah.
And right now, our ER is a little torn
up. It's all torn up.
It is. It's a little hard to navigate. But I'll tell you what, behind those walls right now, it is gorgeous.
I bet it's going to be looking
I wish
sharp.
We could tear those walls out and let everybody see what's going on back there, but it is going to change the experience in the Klein Emergency Center. It's going to expand, you know, have a few more rooms there,
mm-hmm.
and it's really going to, I think, improve the patient experience there for those coming into the emergency department.
Well, the first time I went to the outpatient surgery center, I was blown away by the first of all the help and the quality, and it was so easy. The rooms are so nice, and you wake up and here you are in this nice room. And
in and out.
Yeah, it was in and out. Boom, done. I thank you both for taking time to come talk to us. And Mr. Reed, I wish you the best of luck in your new positions.
Yeah, we're excited. We are, and we also were excited last Friday. We got to unveil the new logo. For Fulton County Hospital.
Oh, did you?
We did.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, so Anthony and Kinley got to go over to the hospital, and they gave everybody T-shirts and kind of kicked that off. So we're excited. And so the folks here will start seeing a lot more about that coming out as we start to rebrand them and introduce them as part of the Baxter Health family.
Well, I can't wait for us to have our Baxter Health forum, basically.
Health fair coming
health
up in
fair.
October, yes.
Yeah, it's coming up in October, and it's going to be in a new place.
Yes.
So that's going to be really, I can't wait to see what
we try to make
do
it bigger and better every
that
year.
Space.
So,
oh, it's yeah. going to be huge. Yeah. It's going to be special.
We're excited. We hope everybody comes out.
I hope so, too.